Hello there, this is Dave Allen, Good and Geeky, and today I'm going to talk about bears, cyborgs and your external brain. The cyborg anthropologist who was talking on the TED stage mentioned a guy who was walking down the street, only paying attention to his iPhone, and who walked directly into a bear. So you see, it could be dangerous to divorce yourself from the real world by getting yourself too much screen time. If you're not walking into a bear, which is a bit more improbable, you could walk into a hole in the street or into a lamppost and crack your head open. Does this mean that we should take time off from our screens and go native? Should we purposefully go on a road trip and take on a paper map with us and not have any smartphones or tablets with us? Having a computer with us is like having an external brain. It extends our capabilities. So in some ways, we really are turning into cyborgs. The electronics we carry with us all the time are connected to us almost as if they are physically attached to our bodies and enhancing what we can do as humans. We're using these tools to fill in the dead time we have in places where we are removed of our humanity. So while we're standing in the queue in a supermarket and it's downtime, we can't do much else. So we get out a smartphone and we connect. Same thing when you're in an airport, feeling slightly dehumanised by being channeled around through the place like sheep. The same could be said for a trip to IKEA. Log in and find out what your friend from the other side of the world is doing instead. Make a connection with other online humans. It's like having a second personality and a second presence, and you have to take care of it as well. People are meeting you online, sometimes directly and sometimes disconnected by time. So you might be in an online meeting room, and then again, you might be just sending messages via Twitter, which could have hours, days or even weeks in between replies. Do our interactions online change where we are as physical beings when we're interacting with real people? Are we being altered by our online lives? Some questions there that need to be answered. I think it's all about the software. Some people would argue that technology is a bad thing and that we should be avoiding always being hooked up to screens. I love technology and I love to make the best use of it as possible. I think the best thing to do is to choose a software you use carefully. Use software that's going to help you reflect inwardly as well as being drawn externally into the various social networks. Use applications like Day One so you can reflect inwardly and talk about how you feel and how your day is going for you generally. Write a journal and also include audio, video and pictures to really tell your story. As I do with my recorded life in a good and geeky way. Have a look at the book, by the way. If you're not sure what you can write about, there are plenty of prompts you can get your hands on to give you ideas about what to include in your journal. If you're having a great life, then you should write about it in your journal. If you're not having a great life, then you should make plans to do some things and record what you do in your new and improved life. Take a course. It could be something educational and in a classroom. Or it could be something more visceral, an experience like learning how to windsurf. Whatever you do in this direction is going to involve meeting other people, which is to a certain extent going to pull you away from screen life, but it will also give you plenty to add to your digital life record. The act of using digital devices to record your physical and mental life will be a worthy addition to the account of your time on Earth and in no way detrimental to you. So these people are saying we're getting too much screen time? I don't agree with them. You can write about how you feel about the experiences you're going through, how it's affecting your mental state, as well as writing about the physicality of your life. So have we got computers looking into your soul? Well, software is being developed that will look at you and decide how you're feeling. The camera will peer into your soul and by checking out your face and be able to tell if you're happy or sad. The software connected to this could serve you up with a joke, to cheer you up, or even just to ask you why you're not feeling so good. Other metadata could come into play, such as the health information coming from your smartwatch. The software might decide what you really need is a doctor's appointment, a checkup from the neck up. To a large extent, we are in the infancy of what technology can do to influence our lives and turn us into cyborgs. It's going to become more pervasive, and I have the optimistic view that it's going to be beneficial overall. We won't necessarily have to become real cyborgs with techno implants to make us stronger, faster, better or more intelligent. Be more subtle than that. It's not going to cost a fortune either. We won't necessarily need to be a $1 million man to be enhanced by technology. That's a hark back to the 70s for those of us that are old enough. But it is coming though, and we do have to wonder what sort of backlash there will be. Some parts of society will fight against it and they'll swing the other way. There will be some people who would like to get their hands on tech but will be unable to due to cost or other unavailability circumstances. In any case, interesting times are ahead. So are we going to ignore technology or are we going to embrace this? Well, I'm always trying to get the best from my tech with my Apple Watch, my iPhone, my iPad and my desktop computer and going down the good and geeky route of recording my life. How do you see it all going down for you? Are you going to ignore it or are you going to embrace it? That's the question. So this is Dave Allen for Good and Geeky, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye now.